Now we've covered your move to secondary school. Tell me about your teen years.
Teen years were very interesting in all aspects, discovering new things, meeting new people, going to sixth form, all that kind of thing. I do remember once I got to the age where you go to the pub for a drink, that does have serious effects on the diabetes, because whilst alcohol's really sugary and you'd think would put your blood sugars up, it also makes your blood sugars go low because of the alcohol effect. So trying to get a balance between being high and being low was really difficult. And when you're a teenager, you've got nothing to worry about other than blood sugars and how much you can drink.
So how did you adapt to that?
I adapted a policy where I'd have one drink and then I'd have a Diet Coke and then I'd have another drink and then I'd have another Diet Coke, which meant I could have as many drinks as my friends had, but I'd only have half as much alcohol. And it actually worked really well, especially when I got up to university. But university years for alcohol, I probably drank far more than anyone with diabetes or anyone without diabetes probably should, but I don't think it did me too much damage because it was only for a small period of time. But if you went on like that, drinking every weekend, it wouldn't do your diabetes any good at all.
And what about all the other teenage forms of behaviour? Smoking, drugs, staying up all night. Did you do anything that affected your diabetes?
I think whilst I was at university, the going out to the student union probably at least three or four nights of the week didn't really help with the blood sugars. And I probably ran a lot higher regularly than I should have done. I did end up in hospital a couple of times because of prolonged long blood sugars, which led to ketones, which meant I got really dehydrated and ended up needing to go on a drip and get things back on track. But I think because you're all over the place anyway when you're a teenager and you're at uni, it's not surprising that the diabetes care slips then.
What medical care were you receiving during your teens?
I was still going to the clinic at Oxford, same kind of care from the diabetes team there. That never really changed. I think it was just me that changed, being a teenager and being a lot more carefree than I had been. Certainly when I started having to feed myself at university and didn't have wonderful mum cooking me all the diabetes friendly foods, I noticed that, you know, white bread all the time, cornflakes all the time instead of Weetabix, that kind of thing creeps in, and perhaps the subtle changes like that contribute more towards the higher blood sugars. Hence it was easier for me to get ill with ketones than it had been before.